All right, we're getting ready to start quiz number 28. The teams are Tennessee, Wisconsin, Colorado. Josiah, what do you think the high, who do you think the high, middle, and low will be?
Tennessee has beaten Wisconsin twice for the high. So I think Tennessee will get the high. Colorado's done very well since they got their first low. So I think Wisconsin and Colorado, it will be close, depending on whether Wisconsin errs or gets a lot correct. So,
all right, we will keep you updated as the quiz goes on. All right, after five questions, the score is Tennessee 40, Wisconsin 70, Colorado 10. All right, just how do you think Colorado, or what is Colorado going to have to do to get back in the lead or something?
They've had three straight errors. They're going to need to get some correct, obviously. But Tennessee has had three errors also, so they're both in error zone. They're going to need to be careful, but if they jump fast and get some correct, they can be back in this.
All right, we will keep you updated as the quiz continues. Alright, after 10 questions, the score is Tennessee 30, Wisconsin 140, Colorado 10. There has been 15 errors, so it's really taken a long time for this quiz. How do you think Colorado's gonna get back in this quiz, or Tennessee? Like,
they're gonna have to stop erring. They both had six errors. That really hurts. Wisconsin's only had three. They're all in error zone.
I feel like if one team would just sit there and let the other teams air, they might be able to make ground. They're doing audio. So anyway, that's my thought. I know what you guys have, but yeah, there's been a truckload of errors, a lot of fouls called for an improper jump, which is kind of suspect importance at this time. And you've got Wisconsin running away with it. The other two teams are going to fight for a middle, and they're fighting by trying to air. That's what's going on.
Alright, we'll keep you updated as the quiz continues. Alright, after question 10, the score is 20 for Tennessee, 150 for Wisconsin, and 0 for Colorado. Tennessee and Colorado have combined, they've lost 80 points because of errors. And there's been 17 errors, so it's pretty crazy, and a ton of fouls for improper jumps. So, Grant, who do you think is going to get the high in the middle and the low?
I think Wisconsin will probably get the high.
who do you think will get the middle and low?
The team that will come out is the team that will stop jumping.
All right, Josiah, what do you think?
I don't know how they stayed above zero with all these errors. I don't even know.
After question 15, the score is 60, 150, 30, Wisconsin with 150, Tennessee 60, Colorado 30. And Colin just aired out on question 15. We will keep you updated. For question 17, Colorado 30, Tennessee 80, Wisconsin 150. Tennessee misses it, which puts them down to 70, and Colorado gets it, which puts it to 50. Question number 18. Wisconsin, after question 20, gets a high of 160, which would mean they get the bye. Tennessee had 100, they get the middle, and Colorado gets the low with 50. And unfortunately, that's their second low, so they are eliminated. There were 23 errors in this quiz. Have you ever had that many errors in a quiz?
Maybe, but those were ugly errors, too. They weren't just errors. They were bad errors. They got up at bad times. They got up on toss-ups where other teams weren't getting up. It was just really bad quizzing all around.
Yeah. Probably came pretty close to setting the records for one of the longest quizzes. Got any thoughts, Josiah?
Wisconsin's got a bye. Tennessee quiz. Oh, I guess no. There's three teams left. If Tennessee quizzes like they did in the last quiz, that will probably be a low for them. Indiana is pretty good, so they got a quiz a lot better than that.
All right, we will be.